What's up, everybody? It's Austin Rivers from the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's a new year, and I have a new podcast here at The Ringer, Off Guard, hosted by me and my guy, Pasha Hagigi.
Austin and I go way back and talk so much hoop already that we figured it was time to fire up the mics and let you in on all of these conversations.
Every week, Pasha and I will hit on the biggest stories happening in the league
and get Austin's perspective of someone currently hooping in the NBA.
Tap into Off Guard every Friday on The Ringer NBA show feed on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
And I'm David Jacoby.
Let's put 30 minutes on the clock.
30 minutes.
Big story this week, Jacoby. Everyone's talking about it.
Huge story.
Question. Are gas stoves dangerous?
Yeah.
They are.
But not for why you think.
Are you worried about it, personally?
No.
Me neither.
Not at all.
Me neither. So there's this big brouhaha. If you check the news even casually, you probably heard about it. They're thinking, they being like the government, somewhat, mostly Democrats, of regulating or banning gas stoves because gas stoves contribute to many health problems, namely childhood asthma. Definitely concerning. Okay.
Okay. Nothing to joke about, but I'm going to joke about it. Everyone has a gas stove. We've all had gas stoves. Walk around the world. They're all living, breathing human beings that had gas stoves growing up, and they're all fine.
I know. It's just like, I'm here. I'm okay. Do I have perfect health? No.
Yeah. Do you know what else is bad for you? Cheeseburgers.
I know.
We're not going to ban those.
Also, like, can someone talk to me? My big question, talk to me about wireless. How can it possibly be okay to just be constantly surrounded by an invisible network that everything runs on?
AirPods.
Yeah.
AirPods cool, but gas stoves not? I mean, come on.
I know. I just can't imagine any of it.
And then you get to it, and this is really big induction is what's after this.
Right.
And then you get to the prices. At the bottom of the thing, they're like, gas stoves are about $600, and then induction, the ones that they want you to use are $1,200.
I know.
No, I'm not doing that.
Electric, also just like people who really like to cook aren't into that. So
no.
I don't know. I can't believe this is something that we're is really a concern.
I like gas stoves because I like to see the fire cooking my stuff.
Yeah. Like you can control the temperature better.
Did you read the induction, how the induction one works? Electromagnetic fields heat your pots and pans. Like, what are we talking about?
It's similar to an air fryer. An air fryer is basically an induction oven.
Yes.
So I don't know. I'm not worried about this.
No.
I think that it's a whole bunch to do about nothing. But
I feel bad for people that have asthma. It's very serious.
Yeah, I take that seriously.
Probably didn't come from the stove.
We've all been living with this for a long time.
Yes. Gas stoves are dangerous for other reasons. Like, you could blow up your home.
Yeah.
That is the part that I'm worried about. I'm not worried about the carbon monoxide aspect. I'm worried about someone lights a match, the thing's been leaking, and we all blow up.
So I had to reset the pilot light on a gas fireplace recently.
Ooh, oh.
And I did it myself. And I was like, am I going to blow my face off? Am I about to blow this house up? Like, it was pretty scary, but it worked out.
I hired someone to do it.
I had someone walk me through it on the phone.
I was like, if there's gas involved, I don't want to be a part of this.
I know. I know. I read a lot of manuals online, and then I called a fireplace store, and they walked me through it. And
for them.
They acted like I could, definitely handle it. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll call you back. Hopefully I'll still be here.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll still have hands.
Let's hope for the best, everybody. All right.
Siri, call the fire store.
Next, Gerard Piqué and Shakira. Her hips don't lie. Not sure if you're aware of that.
Shakira.
What is Shakira's last name?
Shakira.
Do you have any idea?
Shakira, yeah.
Okay.
Wyclef Jean named her, yes.
Gerard Piqué and Shakira were dating for a long time.
I love this story.
Two kids together.
Yes, 11 years married.
Famously broke up about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's big in the news. She just released a new song.
Revenge.
And the song revealed how she found out, which is she found a bottle or whatever.
Jar, I'll go jar.
Jar, thank you. Of jam inside the refrigerator that when she left for her trip was not eaten. When she returned, it was empty.
I have so many follow-up questions.
Gerard Piqué and their children allegedly do not eat jam.
What kids don't eat jam? When it was Gerard Piqué, I was like, I thought it was just the two of them. I'm like, I get that part. But what kids don't eat jam?
It's pure sugar.
And how much jam does Clara Chia go through a day? Like, how long was Shakira gone? Like, how long does a jar of jam last in, like, a home with two kids? Probably 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
I don't know. But I was assuming this was, like, a two-week trip. Like, yeah. Some kind of mini tour or whatever. But also, Gerard Piqué, no shots. Definitely not the only caretaker for those children while Shakira
great
is gone.
Great point. There's a lot of people in and out of that place.
Absolutely.
They're rich.
Absolutely.
When you are rich, people are in and out of your home. And also, like, the logic leap between the jam is gone, that means he's cheating, is so far. It's Grand Canyon times 5 to get there. There's so much more to this story that we don't know. It's like, I came home. The jam was gone. We got divorced. Like, what?
I agree. I agree. I believe he doesn't eat jam.
Why don't the kids eat jam?
Yeah, it's just...
I'm starting to think this might be a very rare type of jam, like a licorice-flavored jam or something.
Or like
an
alcoholic jam.
Yes, so this only cannot be strawberry jam, because kids eat that. Maybe one of your kids doesn't like it, but one of the kids likes it.
It's really confusing. Also, if you go to, like, lover's house, I hate using that word.
What?
But, like, if you're having an affair and you go to his house or her house... Like, are you having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
And the kids are there. You're there, too.
Aren't you, like, ordering
in? Helping yourself to the fridge? I have so many questions about this.
Peanut butter and jelly a post-coital food? I wasn't really aware that it is.
Only if you're, like, 19 and you're in college.
Yeah, that's all
but
you
they're
have.
Rich. They've got fancy salamis.
They've got a chef.
They've got leather. They've got lots of other options besides jam. And and also, like, imagine if you're Shakira's best friend, mm-hmm. right? Her name is Sarah. And okay. They go have a glass of wine and she's like, Sarah, I have to talk to you. He's like, what's going on, Shakira? And then Sarah is like, tell me, you know, what's going on in your marriage? She's like, we're getting divorced. Why? Because when I came home from my trip, the jam jar was empty. I'd be like, anything else? Like, nope, that's it. What?
Let's assume she's correct. Gerard Piqué, did he confirm this? Did she ask him, like, hey, what happened to the jam? Like, did he say, like, yeah, Clara Chia loves jam.
Loves jam, and she's been over here?
I don't know.
And also, if you're Piqué, can't you just look at her in the face and be like, I have no fucking clue what happened to the jam.
Well, I guess
why are you yelling at me, Shakira?
Lie, so...
It's just so weird that this is a national story and no one has asked any follow-up questions. I want to, you know what?
It's international.
Exact. Great point. If I'm a lawyer, I'm being like, I'd like to sequester a witness, one of the children, and be like, put jam in front of the kid and be like, see what happens. Kids eating the jam.
Do you try to resist? I mean,
exactly.
I eat jam on a spoon out of the jar. So, like, children definitely do as well. Yes, I do. I'm not embarrassed.
Why?
Why what? Why do I do that?
Why do you do that?
Because I ever have bread in the house and I love jam.
Okay.
I love it.
Are you dating Gerard Piqué?
It's very long distance, you know?
Yes.
I went for a full 2 weeks because it was so far. I was like, okay, well, if Shakira's going to be gone, no problem.
How many jam incidents could Clara Chia have had for the jar to go from full to empty? Like, how many servings for chia seed is that?
I don't know. Like, we're talking
10,
like a bon maman jam, like
yeah,
jar.
Yeah.
10?
10, 12? How
maybe
much,
it's like,
how many sandwiches is she making for herself in this place?
Maybe it's
how
like
comfortable is she in her is home? Where are the kids?
Maybe she's having two meals a day and they
usually
both include
there's
jam.
Like some sort of housekeeper and that housekeeper's going to snitch to Shakira about Clara Chia being in the house.
Obviously they have security cameras at home
too. Something, yes.
And security.
Yes.
Duh.
I don't think it was the jam.
It was something else. But part of the video is for her new song. She opens the fridge and she sees the truth in the refrigerator. So,
of course.
I don't know. A lot of good new breakup songs. There's that one. And Miley Cyrus has one, Flowers, about her and Liam. It's very good.
Mm.
Love it. All right, let's move on. Back to America. As American as it gets, Ben Affleck is in Massachusetts serving at Dunkin' Donuts, where he's actually filming a commercial. But this is great viral content. I mean, I clicked on every headline. I wish I had been at this Dunkin' Donuts to have Ben Affleck serve me in the drive-thru. And I look forward to the commercial.
Big Ben Affleck fan.
Oh, huge.
However,
love.
Conspiracy theory.
Okay.
This is all planted.
Yeah,
he's all planted.
Filming a commercial.
He's filming a commercial, but not only that, is like this person pulling up and taking a picture of him filming a commercial is also in on the whole thing.
Yeah, they asked for her permission to like use it.
Yes, it's all fake. This is all, and we're falling right into the trap. We got to move on.
No, we're not. I love Ben Affleck too. Yeah, but
02010.
What is it?
021. I forgot my zip code in Cambridge.
Oh, I see. But I think it's like smart viral content. Ben, like you should have like he like. Was made fun of for being like a huge Dunkin' Donuts consumer, and now he's just owning it. It's great.
And then what was the caption? Like, he was very friendly and quick-witted. Like, oh, come on. Come on.
He seems really happy.
He seems
these
very
days.
Friendly and quick-witted. Yeah. I'm a big Ben Affleck guy. I support Affleck and Damon. I know you love friendships.
I do. I support it. I just wish I had been a part of it. Next time, let me know. Okay, Dunkin' Donuts.
That's your only note. So next time, include Juliet Littman.
Next time, just give me a call. 9 out of 10.
I'll get in the car. Include Juliet Littman, yeah, give that 10.
I will be there. All right, next. This is actually big news. In-N-Out is opening an office in Tennessee. And in 3 years' time, there will be an In-N-Out in where you can purchase a burger or other things in the state of Tennessee. Pretty huge.
I have some follow-up questions. Does it really take 3 years to build an In-N-Out?
Well, I wonder if they want to do like several at the same time. It's like a real expansion outward.
The In-N-Out has been sort of like in waiting for the fertile ground that is the East Coast to invade.
Minutes.
It's not even just the East Coast. It's like non-West.
And they're just West Coast?
They're in Arizona and I believe Nevada.
They've got a strategy. They've got a strategy. They're expanding.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thing.
Like, sure.
When the first In-N-Out in New York City opens, there's going to be lines around the corner.
It's just not that good.
It's not.
Like, I just don't understand.
It's not.
I like the animal style fries, but I like all fries with cheese on top of them.
Of course, I love
chili cheese fries. Like, it's good. It's just like nothing special. And
it's not that much better than like a Five Guys.
No. And I would definitely rather have Shake Shack. I don't know.
I would rather have Five Guys. Shake Shack has diminished in quality over time. I don't know how much Shake Shack you eat, but I eat a lot of it. I eat a lot of it. It's wildly diminished in quality. Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Expansion.
Maybe that's what In-N-Out's saying. They're like, you know what?
Ripe for the taking.
Yes.
I don't know. A fast food burger is not really high on my list these days, but whatever. It's just not that good. I like a shake. The fries are good. Also, being able to get a grilled cheese from the secret menu, but like everyone knows about it. So why is it a secret?
The dirty secret is it's called In-N-Out, but it takes you 20 minutes to get In-N-Out.
I know. The lines are always so fucking long.
Yeah.
There's always a really long line on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. It's not worth it. Whatever. Keep it, Western United States, but I guess not. All right. Next. Jacoby.
Yes.
There is a 1,700-year-old bottle of wine.
Oh, I saw it.
And if you really wanted to, you could drink it.
Okay.
It's at the Historical Museum of the Palatinate in the southwest German city of Speyer. And it's like one of the most prized possessions of the museum.
Mm-hmm.
It looks disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like old, like,
and
toilet it,
like,
water.
The headline's like, you can drink it. And then you scroll down and you see this one bottle of wine, which is a stock photo of just a dusty old bottle of wine. That looks good. And you scroll down further with the actual bottle of wine they're talking about. It is the grossest thing in the world. It looks like
diarrhea.
It looks like George Brett had a glass bottle next to him while he was with the Royals and just spit into it all of his tobacco for like half a season. And then they put that in the museum. But what I do like about this is 1,700 years old?
Mm-hmm.
It was from a couple who wanted to be buried with dozens of bottles of booze surrounding them
so they
could get slammered in the afterlife. And that was the part where I was like, you know what? Fuck this bottle of wine, but I love that couple.
You're like, I'm in.
Yes, this bottle of wine is gross. I don't care if I can drink it or not. No one would ever do that. But the idea that they used to bury themselves and be like, surround me with booze as we go under holding hands. Put one in my hand and one in my wife's hand, and we will enjoy ourselves in the afterlife.
That is a beautiful story.
It is, right?
Yeah. I like how they were thinking ahead. All right, next. Food news follow-up. Remember pink sauce from TikTok?
Do I remember pink sauce, please?
Well, pink sauce is now available in regular stores. You don't have to order it direct from Chef P.
Shout out to Chef P.
And I'm delighted to tell you that pink sauce and Dave's Gourmet have partnered together so that you can buy it. And also, I can read you the ingredient list because this was really in question at the time.
Yes, it was.
So here is what made it into the official bottled version of pink sauce.
Allegedly.
Dragon fruit puree, which Chef P told us was for the pink color.
Makes pink.
Canola oil, coconut cream, water, sugar, distilled white vinegar, garlic, maltodextrin ranch flavor, salt, spices, doesn't say what, 5% or less of xanthan gum. That's in so much
shit. It's in everything.
Titanium dioxide, sodium benzoate, potassium sorbate, citric acid, and calcium disodium. Also, there's something on the website that says, obviously addressing many people's concerns, what makes pink sauce safe and why is it safe to ship unrefrigerated? Pink sauce is made at an SQF, an FDA-approved facility using a hot fill process. So good news, it's finally FDA-approved.
Great. I no interest in it whatsoever. None.
Yeah, hot filled products can be shipped and sold and unrefrigerated. I mean, they really went out of their way to be like, calm down, everybody.
Yes.
And I don't really think that was necessary. Also, it's not really selling me on it. And like, if you have to really like reinforce it, it's a ooh. No thanks. Also, pink sauce just looks gross to me.
I don't care what it looks like. I care what it tastes like.
Are you
they need
try
to call it?
It
like sweet pink sauce or hot pink sauce. Instead, it's like, hey, pink novelty. If I had a house party, I might buy a bottle for novelty's sake.
I think you should get some and try it. Should we order some and try it for food news?
Sure.
Okay, cool. It's certainly cheaper than a $26 bottle of wine. All right.
Great teas. Later on, we'll be trying
wine.
Cheap, decent, an expensive wine.
So excited. On the topic of TikTok, Waffle House is refusing to make things that Gen Zers see on TikTok.
Mm.
And to this I say, I salute you. This
yes.
is great.
Yes.
Don't bend
they
to
had
viral
a handwritten
social media.
Sign that was like, order from the menu, not some bullshit from TikTok. I loved it.
I love it too. I absolutely love it. Like, stand by who you are. Do what you do well. Don't make some random thing someone asked you on TikTok. Also, Waffle House, like, I just feel like Waffle House has given so much. Like, people love it. It has, like, a real presence in popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be diminished by just, like, regular people's ideas on...
One quick aside is you've seen the Waffle House video from a couple weeks ago, right? With the Kung Fu master behind the counter who dodges the chair.
Yeah.
They mentioned her in this article. That incident was in 2021. So someone sat on that content for like a year and a half, like a film, like Top Gun. They didn't want to release it during the pandemic. And then post-pandemic, they put it out.
Wanted to make sure they were getting
everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. They set a strategy meetings about it. And that woman was no longer allowed to work at Waffle House. And that made me sad.
I feel bad for her too. But
shout out to her.
Waffle House, stay strong. Next, Pepsi has discontinued Sierra Mist. Do you care?
I do.
Oh.
I do.
Why is that?
Okay. Sunkissed Fanta.
Okay. Sunkissed.
They're both pretty good, though.
Sure.
Pepsi Coke, both pretty good. The gap between, in my mind, Sprite and Sierra Mist is so large. And there's no, like, logical reason for that. I don't like the name Sierra Mist. It tastes kind of the same. I don't like the can. I just feel like all competing sodas of the same flavor are pretty close in my enjoyment of them, except for Sprite and Sierra Mist. And finally, they've addressed that. Sierra Mist has 1/10 of a percentage of the soda market. Sprite has 8%.
That's
a huge gap.
Huge gap.
What took you so long, Pepsi?
Pepsi is now introducing Starry.
Mm.
It's a really bad name
Starry
for a beverage.
Starry is a terrible name. A terrible name.
It's a new lemon-lime soda with high citrus flavors that are true to fruit and more aromatic. This looks like a fake knockoff of Sprite from like a cartoon show.
And
like
then,
they couldn't get the
slogan?
Rights to
Sprite. Did you see the slogan?
No, what is it?
Starry. It hits different. Oh my God.
That's the least creative thing I've ever heard of.
Honestly, if you're like, Sierra Mist sucks, it's got none of the marketplace. Probably the name sucks the most because I think of Sierra Mist, I think of like dewdrops in the mountains, which has nothing to do with lemons or limes. And then they're coming back with Starry.
And it hits different, something that people like were saying.
It hits different.
Like 10 years ago about like beer or something.
Oh, God.
It's really bad. Also, it's just everything about it is tough. I think it's really hard to introduce a new
packaging
soda.
Looks better, though. Packaging looks better.
Really? I like the classic
Sierra. You can introduce a new soda, but it has to have a twist.
I've never
it can't
really
just be like, oh, hey, we've got a new root beer.
Do you like a lemon lime soda? I like it as a mixer, and that's it.
the problem with the lemon lime soda is like Rocky Road. Like, I do like Rocky Road, but it's always got other options around it.
Right. It's never your top
choice.
I like
better. That's the problem. But I do like a Sprite.
Because, like, this doesn't really affect my day-to-day, but I'm just not really a lemon lime soda gal. So, yeah. Okay. Lastly, just one, you know, PR news. If you're into Taylor Swift and you live in Chicago, there's a Taylor Swift pop-up bar coming around Valentine's Day.
Okay, at first I was like, I want to puke. But then, the idea of a breakup bar, I really like.
I do too. It's unfortunately, it's a pop-up, but a breakup bar is like, you should only be allowed in if you have proof that you've broken up in like the last 4 weeks.
And also,
and you need this. You need a good night out.
When you look around the room, you are looking at available, yes, desperate people.
Everyone needs
it's
this.
It's like everyone gets 2 points out of 10 in the entire bar just for being there.
So
you know
true.
What I mean? Like, I love it. At first, I was like, Taylor Swift bar, like, this is the stupidest thing. And then I started reading, I was like, wait a second. Everyone there is like celebrating a breakup. Like, what a way to bring people together.
Absolutely. It's a great idea. And also, like, maybe just have a great night, you know? See where it leads and talk
Taylor's
to other people.
Taylor's got some jams.
Oh, does she ever?
Yeah.
Love Taylor. All right. On that note, shall we get to our taste test?
I'm very excited about this one.
All right. It's an exciting taste test.
Another blind taste test.
Shout out to producer Mike, who really put a lot of work into this within,
yes,
a very small radius. Shout out to theliquorstore.com, our in-person retail liquor store downstairs where we purchase these wines.
Wait, liquorstore.com is an in-person?
Yeah.
Okay.
The name of the store is theliquorstore.com.
Somebody tells me if we go to liquorstore.com, it will not be a direct, direct, you know, line to that particular brick and mortar liquor store.
I didn't even consider going to like liquorstore.com to see if it was the liquor store.
I don't think they have that IP.
But like, why shouldn't every store just be like drugstore.com or like grocerystore.com? It's a great name.
Disagree. Let's get to the wine.
Okay. We're doing another blind taste test.
Yes.
We had so much fun with the colas that today we are tasting three Cabernet Sauvignon and we don't know the prices of them. So the challenge is to identify cheapest, medium,
and expensive.
And then we also are going to be guessing the prices. Producer Mike has given us five different digits. We have a one, an eight, a six, a two, and a six. And after we chase them, we have to guess what the prices are, like we're on the game, The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty exciting.
Very exciting. Now, who at home has not wanted to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've always wondered, like, would I be able to tell the difference between a $200 bottle of wine and a $10 bottle of wine. I've always wondered that, and now we get to find out.
I'm super excited. Do you think you'll be able to go 3 for 3?
Yes.
I do not think I will be able to. I just, like, am not a very sophisticated wine drinker, so
me neither.
Wish me the best.
I've turned a corner in the last, like, month. I'm like, I don't really like wine.
It just makes me sleepy. Like,
yes.
If I'm looking to, like, turn it up, wine's not
exactly.
The way.
Exactly. I went to dinner with my wife and another couple, and they drank wine. And I was like, you know what? Not going to do it.
Yeah, it's a beer or cocktail situation for
all right,
sure.
Let's start here. Number one. Looking at it, looks like wine.
I smelled it. We're drinking from paper cups. Is that going to affect our ability to know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a little bitter.
Yeah, a little pushback there.
I'm having a second taste.
Extra saliva in my jowls. Did you get that?
No.
A little extra saliva kickback.
Do you have new room to fill? Like, yeah. new space inside your mouth?
No. Okay.
Okay.
That tasted like wine. I don't think I'm going 3 for 3 anymore, Julie.
I was going to say, that tastes like something I would drink at home. So I think that number one is medium priced. Like, that tastes familiar to me in a way. I'm like, okay, yes. And
I expect expensive wine not to sort of, like, treat my body that way.
To go down smoother.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, here we go.
Number two.
Different color.
Less of a scent.
Ooh. Wait. More legs.
Is that what that is?
Oh, wait. That one has legs, too.
What is that? Is that one, that, like, against the cup?
Yeah.
Oh, this, I think, does have more. That just, like, tastes, like, sour.
Ooh, I kind of like that one.
I
was in a fight with.
Oh,
that one, interesting. That one was like, we had a nice conversation.
I think this is a cheap one, the middle.
Ooh.
I think it's like making my belly burn a little bit.
Maybe that's the first one. Just making its way down. How do you know? Number three.
I was happy to take a second sip of number one. I didn't really want a second sip of number two.
Ooh.
All right.
I think there's going to be some.
On to number three.
Variants. Checking the legs again. Paper cup.
This seems to be the thinnest. I also just want to note, number one, I didn't say it at the time. I have cork in there. So
I've got it. I'm going 3 for 3.
Okay.
I've got it. 3 for 3.
I think 3 is the most expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going medium, cheapest, expensive.
I'm going in order, cheap, medium, expensive.
Wow. So it's just...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
So here are the digits we have. 18626. And we know we have to use all of them. We can't repeat. So it's like pretty... It's just like if it's not 8, 16, 26, I'm going to be really surprised.
Oh, no. I'm going the other way.
6, 18, 26? 28?
I'm going... I was going 66.
There's no six. There's no... Oh, you're going 66 for the most expensive?
Hold on. Like, I don't think he got a bottle of wine for under $10. Like, where'd he go? 7-Eleven?
He went to liquorstore.com.
That's right. I'm sorry. I know exactly where he went. I'm going... Oh, gosh. So one has to be a single digit, right?
Yeah.
So that's got to be an 8.
Exactly.
And then I'm going 1662.
Okay. Wow.
Because I don't think there's enough variance if you just go... For 26 being the expensive one.
I guess as someone who approves expense reports, I was like, he surely can't get a $60 bottle of wine.
I'm going 8, 16, 62, and I'm going 1, 2, 3 in that order. Cheap, medium, expensive.
Okay, I'm going 8, 16, 26, and I'm going medium, cheap, expensive. Are we ready for the big reveal? I'm so excited. Wow. Jacoby, you went 3 for 3.
Boom! Told you. I told you I was going to go 3 for 3. I told you. I'm the best at this. I'm 8 for 8 in the last 2 weeks.
I'm so happy for you. Number one is Red Diamond, $6.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they made those.
Number two
is... You go to Canada?
Number two, Cozino McCool, $16.
Okay.
Jacoby did not go 3 for 3. I read this wrong.
What? Juliet!
I'm so sorry.
What are you doing to me? This is abuse.
I have a hard time reading. I'm sorry. Number one was Red Diamond for $6. Number two was the Behringer Knights for $28.
Oh my God.
Number three was Cozino McCool for $16. I just want to say, I'm putting this on Mike. I got confused by the way he put it in the doc. But anyway, it went cheap, expensive, medium.
So we're both wrong.
We're both wrong, and we also got the prices wrong. $6, $16, and $28.
Great job by us.
Great job.
Let's move on.
Personal food news time. All right, my personal food news. I went to this place called Pecking House, which is a fried chicken place not too far from our office, which was a COVID pop-up, and I just was sort of like, I was on the way to Plant to meet friends at a bar. I didn't want to have the bar food. I was like, it's like right by the Subway. So I sat down. I had a fried chicken sandwich. It was good. This place is like really popular, like a COVID hotspot or whatever. I liked it. But I just was thinking, I literally cannot remember another single time that for myself alone, I sat down and ordered a fried chicken sandwich.
Well, I just love the idea. Like, I'm not going to eat that gross bar food. Can I have a fried chicken sandwich with fries? It's like,
wait, that is gross.
That is bar food, though. That's bar food.
I love bar food. I just didn't want that bar's food.
Oh, gotcha.
So I wanted like good food. And so... I was just like, wow, I can't remember the last time or if I've ever done this before, but it was very good. I liked it.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Quick side note, I returned to Dave's.
Oh, how was it?
Because I love the Dave's chicken sandwich that much. I returned.
How was it?
Not as good as the first time, but let's move on.
Okay.
Okay. Personal food news. I'm going to get a little political.
Oh, no.
My son is watching YouTube Shorts, which is like YouTube TikTok, and he learns that Joe Biden's favorite sandwich is something called the Bobby.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
No.
Have you ever heard of the chain Capriati Sandwich Shop?
No.
Neither have I. I thought it was a mom and pop shop in my neighborhood. Turns out it's like the Subway. It's like Subway, Blimpy, and like Capriati's. So they have
the Bobby.
Yes, it's in my neighborhood.
Oh.
They have the Bobby. And we went there and he got it because it was Joe Biden's favorite sandwich.
So funny.
And it is the Saturday after Thanksgiving sandwich.
Oh.
Stuffing, cranberry, turkey, and mayonnaise. Not bad. Not bad.
I'd love to know. It sounds very good. Also would love to know about the algorithm that is serving your son content about the Bobby.
Who knows? I don't think about the algorithm that he could serve on YouTube whatsoever.
That sounds good.
It was pretty good.
What kind of bread?
Just like typical bread. Subway bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
But yeah, but it was well done sandwich, and I looked at that. I didn't realize it was a chain, but I looked around.
I've never heard of it.
It was a point of differentiation. Like, they don't have that sandwich at other places. And
no.
It seemed like a clean, high quality sandwich place, better alternative to Subway.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some listener food news. If you have listener food news, you can call 646-STEW-138.
I wasn't with you on the stew, I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to be,
I know,
okay.
You pointed at me too and everything. I dropped the ball.
It's cool.
Should we start over from the top?
No, let's just get into it.
Hi, Juliet and Jacoby. Juliet, I'm a huge fan. I listen to Bachelor all the time. I love your new segment with Callie. Now, I love that you're doing food news. Really appreciate it. I consider you a friend.
Aw, thanks.
Maybe even a camp friend. My question for you guys is, I just watched The Menu, which is a...
I haven't seen it.
Food Nor movie.
Good.
And I wanted to know what your guys' favorite food-related movie or show is. Can't wait to hear from you. Love the show. Love you guys so much. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, and I'm Miranda. I don't think I ever said that.
Thank you, Miranda.
When Miranda says I love you guys, she means I love you, Juliet, clearly.
That's correct.
Which is fine. I'm very happy with this. I'm very comfortable in my place in life. I'm going to answer my question very succinctly and easily. Ratatouille. Slaps. Oh. Great movie.
I don't like the rats. For me, it's definitely Top Chef, which is like kind of a cheat. But also, when I was a child.
She said movie.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a movie.
Miranda said movie. I was listening to her.
My bad. My favorite movie involving food is My Best Friend's Wedding, in which Julia Roberts is a restaurant critic.
Second personal food news. I walked in the park today. There's a handwritten sign that says, "Do not feed the rats."
Oh, God.
And I was like, who's feeding rats? Who's out here feeding rats? Who needs to make a sign telling people not to feed rats?
We need to talk about Eric Adams' rat situation in the future.
Okay.
He's the rat landlord. All right, one more.
Hi, my name is Dan. I am a big-time food news fan, long-time listener. I was inspired by your cola taste test. My wife's birthday is coming up, and I'm thinking I want to plan some sort of blind taste test type event. One thing that she claims is that she can taste the difference between onions, between like a white or a red onion or a shallot.
I agree.
So I got soda, I got onions. I'm wondering if you guys have any ideas for other foods that I could introduce into the taste test. Big fan. Thanks so much. Talk to you guys later.
Dan, I hope you liked the wine taste test.
Yes.
I think that I could definitely do
the onions.
The
easy.
Onions.
Easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Easily.
That's a really good question, though. Maybe like different kinds of chocolate bars.
One thing I did with my friends once is we got a lot of beers and we made a bracket. So maybe not blind, but maybe just like you can come out with a champion if you bracketize it.
Interesting. Okay. I'm trying to think, maybe like a lemon lime soda. Sprite?
Well, a blind one?
Yeah, it's very similar, though.
I think it's a birthday, so it's like celebratory, so it should be something like sweet, like maybe chocolates.
Yeah.
Chocolates.
Do you know that I said that like 30 seconds ago?
I don't listen to you when you talk.
I literally just said that.
No idea. I'm the worst.
God. Well, on that note.
Now I'm embarrassed.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Miranda, Dan, Ronick, and Mike. We'll be back next week.
Sorry.